Representative Dan Crenshaw goes after activist judges. NC stabbing suspect was guilty 14 times over and let out because of mercy. By Hannah Knudsen on September 9, 2025. D. Carlos Brown, the man accused of brutally stabbing a Ukrainian refugee, was guilty 14 times over and let out because of mercy. Representative Dan Crenshaw, RTX, said, sharing an image of the man's numerous mugshots in the aftermath of the tragedy. D. Carlos Brown was guilty 14 times over. But he was free. He was out on the street because of mercy. Irina Ozaritska was innocent. Now she's dead. Brown stabbed her in the neck on a train in Charlotte on August 22, Crunch wrote. This whole idea of mercy promoted and enacted by leftist judges and district attorneys is truly cruel to the innocent Americans who just want to live their lives. He added, sharing an image of the victim as well as her alleged killer's 14 mugshots. The horrific killing took place on August 22, 2025, on a train in Charlotte, North Carolina. The victim has been identified as 23-year-old Irina Ozaritska, who was stabbed to death. The suspect has been identified as DeCarlos Brown Jr., 34, who has been arrested and charged with murder. However, this is hardly his first run-in with authorities, as he is a repeat offender with convictions including but not limited to armed robbery and felony larceny. I just give my love and hope to the family of the young woman who was stabbed in Charlotte by a madman, a lunatic, President Donald Trump said of the horrifying murder. It's not really watchable, because it's so horrible, but just viciously stabbed. She's just sitting there, he said. So they're evil people. We have to be able to handle that. If we don't handle that, we don't have a country. Representative Randy Fine, RFL, announced this week that he is planning to introduce legislation to hold judges accountable when violent repeat offenders they release commit new crimes. It's easy to release criminals when you're protected by an armed bailiff at all times, he said. The rest of us aren't so lucky. Those 12-plus judges that released DeCarlos Brown Jr. should have their day in court too, he added. This woman was stabbed to death while sitting on a bus by someone who never should have been out of jail. A guy who was released more than a dozen times, Fine said in a video, a violent criminal. By some wackadoo liberal judge who gets to live behind gated fences and has armed guards protecting them. Well, that's going to stop now. I will be filing legislation to hold every judge in the United States personally responsible when they release violent criminals back onto the streets, he said. If they want to release them back onto the streets, they're going to be responsible if they do something bad. I guarantee this will solve the problem. Look for that bill to drop the minute we have it finished, he added.